The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the Huddle, brought to you by Padley, sell your home for cash first, PadleyBuys.com, P-A-D-L-Y, Buys.com. All right, I want to get into Tyreek Hill in just a second, but first and foremost, Zay Flowers kind of figured this. He's going to be out for Saturday's wild card game. Remember, Zay Flowers, the Pro Bowl wide receiver for the Baltimore Ravens, got hurt in that division-clinching game against the Browns last week. He is a Pro Bowler, first-time Pro Bowler, 74 catches, over 1,000 yards. John Harbaugh didn't seem like it was a huge deal for him, but nonetheless, Lamar without one of his weapons going on this Saturday, so it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. All right, the Tyreek Hill news, and a lot of this comes from Drew Rosenhaus and his appearance on all of the shows yesterday, kind of running the gauntlet yesterday. I believe he's on with Pat McAfee. He said, look, man, Tyreek's committed.
Tyreek is very passionate. Anyone I've ever represented that was great was passionate. They cared. What you see with Tyreek is very genuine. He wants to win. It's not good enough for him not to make the playoffs. He is very passionate. I think at the end of the day, he's committed to this Dolphin football team. He had an excellent meeting with Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel. I believe that Tyreek is a great asset to the Dolphins, and I think he's the least guy that people should be worried about for this organization. They have many more worries. Tyreek Hill's not one of them.
Didn't he quit? Isn't there
big eye roll?
Isn't there audio of Jaylen Waddle asking him if he's done in the middle of a game on Sunday? That just hammer homes the commitment and the
Boy, if I've ever heard a Jerry Maguire cut, I mean that was the cut. That is the most agent speak cut that I think I've ever heard in my life. I've talked to a lot of agents before.
At what point does it stop being agent speak and it just start be bold faced lies?
That's what a lot of those agents do for their clients.
And
you know what else? That's a shot at Tua Tagovailoa. That comment at the end is a shot at Tua Tagovailoa. That should be the least of their worries, essentially what he said.
Yeah, well, he's not necessarily wrong there either.
They have many more worries. Tyreek Hill's not one of them.
They need to worry about Tua's health is what he's saying. And Tua better be healthy or Tyreek's not going to be happy.
Did you see the station in Miami yesterday saying that the Dolphins should pull, air quote, in Atlanta?
Yeah.
And draft the future just in case?
A developmental quarterback. The problem is you got to do that in the first round.
Or else it's not pulling in Atlanta,
Atlanta Desmond Ritter style.
Well, I mean,
you better be drafted in the first round.
But that was a Hail Mary because we just pushed out the greatest quarterback to ever step foot in the organization,
right,
for a guy that didn't even come here. And now it looks like that would have been the biggest. I mean, whatever anyone ever sells you, the worst move any GM ever did was trading for and giving Deshaun Watson a fully guaranteed contract. That's the worst front office move in the history of the NFL.
It probably is. Real quick, the Vikings-Rams game has been officially moved to Glendale, Arizona. There were whispers yesterday that it might happen. Obviously, the Los Angeles wildfires on the top of everybody's mind when it comes to that. It just sucks all the way around, man. There's no other way to put this.
All the way around.
It sucks all the way around. You hate that they had to move it. You hate the people that were going through all that stuff. You hate that the fans can't be a part of what they probably really, really need right now, which is something to take their mind off of it. But it is ongoing, and you feel terrible about everything obviously going on out in L.A., man. So thoughts are with everybody out in California with everything going on. And, you'll see that game Monday night. That'll be played in Glendale, Arizona.